John Kerry returns to Europe, pushing Syrian politicians to join talks in Geneva.
There has to be a transition government. There has to be a new governing entity in Syria in order to permit the possibility of peace.
But Mr. Assad's opponents have failed to come together behind Ahmed al-Jarba, who heads the main coalition group. That's blocking agreement on joining talks, says American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
I think the Syrian opposition has unfortunately failed on two counts. Number one, to organize all the various different groups that are fighting, that are involved under one joint leadership. Number two, failed to produce that charismatic leader who normally emerges in a situation like this so that people see an alternative.
Ahmed says the growth of al-Qaeda-affiliated militia further undermines the opposition, especially as some fighters are breaking away from the main rebel Free Syrian Army. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that split does not weaken efforts to hold Geneva peace talks.
There are thousands of different groups, and these are many who were on this list were field commanders, so we're still looking into what the exact impact will be. Clearly, the opposition participation in a Geneva conference is vital.
With more civilians fleeing fighting, there are also questions about how inclusive a transitional government would come from those Geneva talks. U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Manal Omar.
There is an agreement among the opposition that it would need to be a government of inclusion. There's, you know, an understanding of trying to find ways to protect the minorities, including the Alawites. So in theory, there's a very strong agreement. Again, what will happen in practice?
President Assad says foreign terrorists are targeting his Alawite minority and trying to divide the country. With Russia and Iran behind him, Akbar Ahmed says President Assad has agreed in principle to Geneva talks because of the strength of his position.
He knows the opposition hasn't quite formed into the movement that he thought may topple him in the beginning of this whole process several years back. So his strategy is wear it out, just sit it out.
President Assad's staying power unsettles some of his younger opponents who've watched the return of military power in Egypt, says Manal Omar.
They're fighting, they're sacrificing, and watching Egypt and watching pretty much some of the same individuals and institutions reemerge 2 years later really kind of struck fear in terms of what's happening in Syria after 2 years, after an incredible death count.
The war's impact on civilians is also part of talks in Europe this week, with a quarter of Syria's population internally displaced and more than 2 million refugees. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.